stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM Tivoli Talk, Tivoli Common Reporting. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Mr. Baker. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ron Baker. I'm a senior technical staff member for working on the integration initiatives, in this particular case, reporting integration. I'm responsible for a lot of the strategy and direction of where we're going with reporting, and the right person to send your cards and letters to on how we're doing on that. I've also got one of our very best, brightest young engineers, Payal Chakravarti, on with us today. She'll actually be taking us through a lot of the material. She has done not only development on the tools, but a large body of work on the report content, and is one of our enablement engineers that helps a lot of our Tivoli products use reporting in a consistent fashion. We're going to go through this. I'm going to go through a few slides here at the beginning to give you an idea. If you'll go to slide two on the agenda, I'll do some introduction and talk about the architecture a little bit, why we're doing kind of what we're doing, and then I'll let Payal take you through how we want. I think you can sell Tivoli products by using common reporting as one of the values that you're getting. As you know very well, I'm sure, for the last 5 or 6 years, there have been a lot of requirements, a lot of requests for improvement in product reporting. And about a year and a half ago, we started to attack that problem in a consistent fashion. We think we've made some significant strides there that we believe should help you in selling. She'll talk about the value of TCR, how it has already helped sell Tivoli. Some examples, maybe contacts, references that you can talk to, how it fits into the overall Tivoli strategy, a little detail about how it works, the evolution of TCR, the feature highlights, how can you demo it. It's a relatively easy and quick product to demonstrate, and other benefits such as cross-product reporting, not just seeing information from a single product's point of view, but actually combining it together in one of several different ways. Then we have a large body of report examples, and we'll show you both ZOS and distributed report examples, and show you kind of how to get to more of those. If you are listening right now, or if you're listening to this later, one of the things I would recommend highly is that you go to our website, www.ibm.com/developerworks, that's one word, /spaces/TCR for Tivoli Common Reporting. Alternatively, you can just Google Tivoli Common Reporting and you should find that very quickly. That website has got just about all the information that we're going to talk about today is covered either in forums, in articles, overviews. There's a catalog of reports. We'll show you some of those things that are out there through this presentation. But that's a great resource for you, your business partners, your customers, your services engagements, to get information from us and get information and questions to us very quickly. So I'd highly recommend that. Then at the very end, I'll come back and talk just briefly about some future directions for reporting in Tivoli, in particular some things around ZOS and Cognos that you may have questions about. So let's go to slide three. Tivoli Common Reporting, we from the very beginning had a lot of discussions on how should we approach this. So should you know, each product was doing their own kind of reporting, and we were certain that we wanted to minimize the effort for customers, and we wanted to address those customers that especially that had multiple products. We wanted to make it easy for a product that went into a sale on its own to sell just the merits of reporting for its product, but we wanted to really leverage the fact that if you bought more than one Tivoli product, that you'd have consistency and you'd get a greater return because of the way we were delivering this. So it was more than just a tool. It's not just a tool to run reports. As important, we felt the content improvements and the way we were delivering and sharing a whole infrastructure around that was very important to build as well. The ability for people to have a low cost of entry, and I'll go through some of the additional goals, but I want to make a point here that this is not just tooling or a nice, you know, tool to visualize things. It's also about the content and the delivery mechanisms and how we create an infrastructure. So we tried to be holistic in this approach. Moving to slide four, these are our goals, internal goals, as well as the value that we believe common reporting provides. These were sort of our mantra of, you know, how are we going to make decisions in terms of the design, in terms of the infrastructure, in terms of how we did things. And we wanted to make sure they always provided value to the end customer so that sales were made easier. First of all, we wanted an incredibly simple launch point. We internally used the goal of having something like current music players like iTunes or RealPlayer or things like that that don't require a complicated services engagement for people to understand. And whether you're a kid or a grandmother, you can figure out how to launch and play your music. We thought it ought to be the same way for downloading and getting your reports and launching them with a minimum amount of effort and being able to see the data, the information that you wanted. So the design point has consistently been, how can we make the tool as easy to use to get your information? Second, we wanted a very effective way to deliver and share reports. Again, kind of that same model of the internet of taking updated content, allowing a larger body of people to create it and share it and get it to where it needs to go. So you see us using a lot of tools like Opal, like our developer work site to be able to download reports and share reports very quickly, whether they come from us, whether they come from services, whether they come from business partners or customers themselves. A nice, easy way to deliver them, package them, and download and import them in and run them. And you'll see some of that demonstrated pretty quickly here. Number three, we wanted to make a big statement on improving the quality of information and the reports themselves. And we've done a lot of work internally with the product teams to improve the visuals, the graphics, the color schemes, but also, more importantly, the actual data and the content we're getting back and consistency between different report types. So when you see date times or host names or other different kinds of values, you're seeing them consistently between things, between the products, so we can start to do more relational linkages between the reports as well. Which brings us to number four, the consistency of the content enable linkage between the reports and building more and more cross-product reports. And Pyle has done a lot of work in this particular area that she's going to show you some previews of things that we've done and things that we have a lot more capability of doing over the next year or so. And finally, we wanted to start to bring together more integration between the reporting and the dashboard display so you see consistency. And if you're familiar with our TIP project, the Tivoli Integrated Portal User Interface Technologies, some of the same graphics techniques and consistency are being implemented there as well. So you'll see more and more of that integration over time. So those are important set of things to understand as far as our goals. Slide five is the basic architecture. I'll cover this very quickly, and you can read an article on the DeveloperWorks website to get more specific details about each of these, and Pyle will cover some specifics as well. In the center, you notice this box, blue box, with a web server and a reporting service that runs within that. So whichever product installs first, we'll install this service, and then other products can simply share that service and import all their reports into the same place. There's a little embedded report store where the metadata about reports is shown. That's where we do security and scheduling information, and we keep the list of reports and their descriptions and things like that. You can do groupings and all that normal kind of thing. There's a rendering engine with which you may have heard of, BERT, Eclipse open source project that stands for Business Intelligence Reporting Tool. That rendering engine essentially is that common component. And then we have an ISC-based web user interface, and now in version 1.2 it is actually TIP, the next version of ISC, integrated. That central web server is what actually launches the reports. The reports are built by our individual products in, with the report authoring tool down on the left. That is a free downloadable development environment that anybody can use. And it's very easy to get to. And don't you see the reports up on the left, either coming from our products or third parties or custom reports. Any of those can be zipped up and packaged and imported in to be displayed, which is a very nice feature. There's a simple install package. You'll notice that once the report's developed and imported, it draws data from someplace. This can be a product database like the Tivoli Data Warehouse or the TPC database or any one of the Tivoli products. It can actually be a report developed to point to a homegrown customer database if they'd like. It's any JDBC connected source or any anything that you can actually get to with JavaScript. So it's very open ability to pull data from different sources and then put the result output in one of several different types, which is on the right. Now that leaves the two interfaces. There's the DeveloperWorks interface that I talked about before, which is your ability to go find and access new reports, download them, find information, check on forums. It's kind of a whole environment for you as a report user or developer. And then there's the basic interface, which is report organization interface. This is where I see my list of reports, where I pick one and launch it, schedule it, put security on it, all kinds of different things like that, group it in different categories. It's where I do most of my work as a user of either the product looking at reports or as a specific person that's looking across different products looking for diagnostic data or change analysis or things like that. And that's it. It's a really a very simple, basic architecture. It's very quick and easy. If you go to slide 6, the open and simple characteristics that we've tried to do, we do not want to recreate a very complicated solution. This is an out-of-the-box, free solution for products that has a very small, low cost of entry, so it's easy to integrate and easy to adopt, and you'll notice from the list of products that Pyle's going to show you in a minute that it has been adopted very quickly over this first year, year and a half. Open architecture at every boundary point. There's APIs, CLIs for you to script against. There's a portal-based GUI so you can customize into your browser pages. The report definition file, as I mentioned, is an open source-based. So there are lots of ways that people can create reports, and partners already have done this. There's a small installation footprint. You don't need a DBA or specialized skill, and you don't need a lot of training to use the interface. So those were our main design points, and it's what we believe are our vision for reporting and strategy at this level. Now, the opportunity for upsell into more complicated reporting and analysis is where our Cognos tool comes into play, and I'll talk about that near the end. But this is a very specific product report, simple but value-based. So with that, I'll transfer it over to Pyle, who's going to take you through a lot more detail and very interesting information.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Hi, everyone. This is Pyle, and Ron has already introduced me. I work on the Tivoli Common Reporting team, and I've done a whole lot of reports for various products and many customers. Let's start on slide 7. So I wanted to start with why are products really adopting TCR? What is special about TCR? So first reason was that in many cases, we have heard complaints from the field or we've seen that sales were won and lost based on the lack of a reporting infrastructure and valuable report content. And that's the reason TCR is adding value to the product by providing these things.
it's helped us to facilitate sales, and one of the main reasons why TCR is being widely adopted. The second reason is that all the products want to be a part of one solution. We don't want multiple solutions for the same purpose. One place to launch and execute reports from. Third, the data is there. We know our Tivoli products collect huge amount of data. There is a need to represent it well, and TCR has helped in doing that. I'll show how in some slides in the future. And fourth is they need to integrate with other Tivoli products. So they want it's not just one product's own report that is valuable. Sometimes data from multiple products coming together in one report is very valuable. And that's one of the biggest reasons why this why TCR exists today. And fifth, TCR is loosely coupled, and it is it's a very simple install, and it can be consumed very easily. It doesn't have a complex infrastructure to be, you know, embedded in products or anything. It is a simple install, independent. It can be independently installed, and reports can be written within a very short period of time. And hence, we've seen products adopting a large number of products adopting TCR. And fifth, and the last point is that we have style, package, and guidelines available for creating reports with minimum effort, so that there is a consistent look and feel and functionality across all Tivoli products. So let's move on to slide 8. And look at how TCR has already helped to sell Tivoli. We have seen these pre-sales proof of concepts where in many cases I myself or somebody from our TCR enablement team has gone on customer sites to customize reports. And in many cases, the sales teams at on-site have installed TCR and demonstrated the out-of-the-box reports in a short time, and this has helped to close deals and helped in these various proof of concepts all over the world. Moving to slide 9, let's talk about the individual values that TCR brings to the plate. First is, we want to emphasize on this, it's a very simple and fast install without any dependencies or without any major complex configuration. It approximately installs in 15 minutes, and it needs just 500 MB space. So you can install it on your laptop with, you know, 2 gig memory, and you'll be good to go. So it's a very very quick install, which you can do at a customer site. Two is, it provides immediate sales collateral by providing hard and soft copy reports on the customer's IT shop, and I will show you some examples in the next slides about what kinds of reports you have. But it's immediate. You don't need major configuration. You set it up, you get the reports, and you can immediately show what's going on in the environment, you know, what's happened in the past few days in an IT shop. And you can print them out, or you can show them in soft copy. Three, reports can be tailored to a customer very easily. You can take our existing reports, modify the logo very easily, or set filters on what data the customer wants to see and what he doesn't want to see. And in some cases, in some products, we have these report templates wherein you can pull out any data, any data from any table in the warehouse, and then the user has the ability to select any attribute in that table and plot simple graphs and create some tables on the fly. So reports can be tailored fairly simply, and this has been done again and again at various POCs by various consultants and SWAT teams and salespeople. And the best part is that it's no additional charge. It's free of cost. All these things are provided, whether it's the out-of-the-box reports or whether it's the tool, everything is free of cost. Moving on to slide 10, a very important value, as we mentioned before, it's one infrastructure shared by all Tivoli products. So you can go, suppose you're trying to sell a solution, you're trying to sell a portfolio of products, you install TCR and you can have all your reports. You can have TBSM reports, ITM reports, ITNM reports, your OmegaMon reports for ZOS, etc. You can have reports from the security area, from the storage area. Any report will run in TCR. So it's not just selling one product. When you're trying to sell solutions or a portfolio of products, it's one infrastructure shared by all. Next point, high-value standard reports which are shipped out of the box. Now, every TCR adopter in IBM all the Tivoli products that are adopting TCR, they ship standard reports out of the box, which have high value. And so when you're going to demonstrate a product, you don't need to think of creating a report or writing a report. You get something that's already available, that has already been thought of and designed and developed. Next point, consistent look and feel and functionality across products. Now, this is very key to showing integration. So when you're demonstrating a portfolio of products or you're trying to sell a solution, if you show three or four reports from different products which have the same look and feel and same functionality where, okay, this one shows me the top 10 servers with CPU utilization, this one shows me the top 10 services, service availability, and they all look the same and they have the similar functionality like drill-throughs and hyperlinks and things like that, it kind of shows that this is one solution that you're looking at and not individual solutions of different products. And the last thing is it's very easy to use. There is no formal training required. It's not a big enterprise-level solution which needs training to understand how to use the product. Anyone can install it, and it's very intuitive and easy to go. As Ron mentioned, it has like an iTunes-like interface, so very simple. Moving on to slide 11, how does TCR really fit into this overall Tivoli strategy? So there are two main things. First, visualize data and control your environment. We've heard of visibility, control, and automation. So that's where TCR fits in because we know Tivoli products produce huge amounts of data. The data is there in some format, in some place. It's just making sense of the data that's important. And TCR really helps to do that. It makes sense of all the data. It helps to visualize things like historical trends. It helps to detect problems or improve planning by the very valuable and high-quality report content. Visualizing data, making sense of the data that is already there, and thereby using it to control your environment fits into the Tivoli strategy of visibility, control, and automation. The second point is integration. As you can see in the picture below, there are so many. If you installed, a host of products, every product has its own screen, own solution, own interface. Too many screens, and above all, there is no correlation of data between the products. So TCR helps to solve this problem. Solves this problem by providing one common infrastructure, as I said, for integrating reporting, and also ensures common functionality and cross-linkage between data. Moving on to slide 12, let's take a look at what kind of reports that we already have out there. These are all out-of-the-box reports that are there, that are out in the field, or in some cases, they're probably in development right now. The first one is visualize your IT environment at a glance. So you see what you see on the left-hand side is what we call a heat chart, which lets you see patterns, observe patterns of utilization over time. So this one, this particular report is from the ITM OS agents. It shows you it lets you select a date, and on that date you can see a set of servers that you select or all the servers in the environment and see which servers behaved in which way and where there were bottlenecks or you know, which ones were over, you know, utilizing more CPU memory or disk. On the right-hand side, we have observed history and trends. So we have a lot of these reports where you see line charts with the first report on top is from the IT from ITPA Performance Analyzer, which shows you trending data of databases. And then the one below is memory utilization for OS agents, which shows you a trend in how memory has been utilized over a period of time. The user is allowed to select the date range. He's allowed to select the way he wants to view the data, that is, whether he wants to view it in monthly format, daily, hourly, yearly, etc. And he's allowed to select one server, or he can select multiple servers. All these options are parameters to the reports that the user can enter. And additionally, we provide some statistical information like, you know, average and what's the upper control and lower control limits, etc. So it lets you observe history and trends. Moving on to slide 13, let's see on the left-hand side we have how you can how you can detect problem areas or that problems that may have occurred or that may occur in the future by looking at trends. So the report you see on top is CPU utilization for LPARs in System P. It's a stacked area chart where I think each area represents an LPAR. And LPAR names are shown below in the legend. And you can identify peaks, you know, what performance peaks, at what time there were performance peaks, etc. And the bottom, the report just below that is where you see a blue bar chart with blue bars. That's an omnibus report which shows you total number of events that are happening on each node. And it's basically like a top N report, which shows you the top 10 nodes with the highest number of events. So you know that, okay, there's something wrong with this particular node because it's generating so many events. And further, it provides drill through, so you can click on that bar and hyperlink or drill down into a detailed report of what those events were, etc. On the right-hand side, you see another report. This is from IT Camp for RT. It shows some resources exceeding thresholds. So there are these status icons which show you which kind of pop out anything that might have exceeded the threshold. And below you see a report from Network Management, ITNM. It shows what are the events in your environment that have been unacknowledged so far. So you can run that at any point of time and see, okay, these are my events that need attention. These are critical events and they have not been acknowledged so far. So this is making sense of the data and being able to detect some problems beforehand with CCR. Moving on to slide 14, another use case for using reports is improving planning, like capacity planning. Looking at, for example, the report on the left-hand side shows a pattern, availability pattern. So you want to see when you want to schedule a maintenance on your server, or you want to see a host of servers and decide, you know, which server you can move. From eMove, etc., and things like that. So this report shows how the availability of the server is. The one below that shows resource utilization. This is for ZVM Linux, CPU utilization, and on the right-hand side, there is storage distribution, and at the bottom right is, like, asset lists, like, okay, these are the different assets that are there in my environment. So these kind of reports help you to decide on capacity planning, how much storage is being used by a certain resource, and how much space is being used by a certain resource, and things like that. Slide 15 is another use case where you can evaluate your environment, like doing things like before and after comparisons. The report on the left-hand side is power usage for a data center, where you can enter a a first report period and a second report period, and you can compare how your power consumption was before and what your power consumption is now, and what your carbon emission was before and how it is now. So you actually can evaluate your environment and see how it has improved or if there's something going wrong. The other thing is trend comparison. You can select multiple resources and compare their trends over the same period of time. So as you see here on the right-hand side, you have multiple servers, and you can visualize their CPU, disk, and memory utilization trends in one chart. And all these lines have the same scale, so it's over the same period of time. So you can have an idea of which ones are getting overutilized. So these are some of the different use cases that are there from the out-of-the-box reports that are already available. And these are some things that you can do with TCR. Moving on to slide 16. Now let us look at which products are adopting TCR. We have 30-plus products, I think almost 40 with the various releases. And you can see an adoption roadmap from 2007 to 10. The ones with the tick mark next to it are the ones that have already shipped reports. And then there are the various releases that the products have adopted. I'm going to talk about the releases in the next plus and some of the next slides. So as you can see, one solution for multiple products. There are so many products adopting TCR, and if you have any questions about where you can get the reports, etc., I'm going to talk about that as well later. Slide 17, one solution for multiple personas. So who can use it? So when you're going to make a sale, there are many different roles that you come across in an IT shop, and TCR actually can be used by any of these people. It can be used by an IT operator or a database administrator, network administrator, sysadmin. It can be used by the manager or an executive or a report admin, and anybody can use TCR. It has access controls. For example, in TCR 1.2, there are security sets. That is, report sets have security enabled on them. So whoever has access to that set can log in and view the reports he is allowed to view. So these are the various roles that can use it. Anybody can use it, as I said, in different capacities like report author or report editor, report viewer, report admin, etc. And the other good thing about the integration part of this, that one solution for multiple people or multiple personas, is that we have this website and which is like an ecosystem for IBMers, business partners, customers, anybody to create reports and share their information on the website, share the reports, so that high-value reports are passed on to everyone. Moving on to the next slide, slide 18. Let's look at the evolution of TCR. TCR was born just last year. In June 2007, it was the first release, TCR 111, which was just the CLI. In October 2007, we shipped the ISC-based TCR 111. You can see a screenshot there. And then this year, we shipped TCR 1.2. The first TCR 1.2 was shipped with TBSM 4.2. It's embedded inside TIP, or the Tivoli Integrated Portal. And a standalone version is available as well. And as I showed you in the previous chart, there are many adopters which are adopting this new release of TCR 1.2. TCR 1.2 has some additional, the most striking features in TCR 1.2 is, one is scheduling of reports. You can schedule your reports to run at particular times. You can include, exclude dates, etc., when you want to run them. And the other is the security sets, as I mentioned before, where you can specify authorization on various report sets that are there. And that can be configured with LDAP as well, the users. Moving on to slide 19, let's look at what TCR looks like. So this is what when you enter TCR and click on, when you enter TCR on the left-hand side, you see this panel called, see this menu called reporting. You click on reporting, it launches this window here, this portal here. It says Tivoli Common Reporting on the top with a link to our website. And on the left-hand side is a navigation tree with all the different report sets. As you can see, you can have multiple products in the same tree. I have ITM, TBSM, Omnibus, OmegaMon, etc. And it's a navigation tree, and you can add your own sets to it. Like, for example, you could add a daily reports set and then make copies of various reports from various products that are valuable to you and add it to that daily report set and specify from some default parameters so that and schedule them to run daily. So you can customize your sets. You can move things around here. When you click on a set, on the right-hand side, the report list shows up. That is all the reports that are there in the set with their names and descriptions on the right-hand side. You can click on one icon there, the icon there in the title to run the report immediately. And when you click on that, a parameter prompt will pop up. And you can enter your parameters to run the report, or you can specify default parameters. That is running it on demand or live. If you want to schedule it or run it now and view it later, you can right-click on it and say run as a snapshot, or you can schedule it for later. So snapshot is basically an instance of the report run. If you click on a report, all the snapshots show up and on the bottom in a report snapshot list, as you can see there. And there it will show you what the status of the snapshot is, whether it's completed or whether it has some errors, start and end date, and when the report was run, and the user who ran it. And then you can right-click on that, and you can view the report and in any of the formats, like the supported formats are HTML, PDF, Excel, and PostScript. So you can view the report in any of those formats, export it into an Excel, do what you want. So these are, and then there's a search here on the left-hand side that I've highlighted a search. So you can search your report on keywords, on names, descriptions, on any of, on who, which user created the reports, etc. So it is a very user-friendly iTunes-like interface for reports, as you can see. So let's, and if you want to see how some of these functionalities, how some of these functionalities work, like the ones I talked about right-clicking and viewing report and running a snapshot or scheduling, the screen captures are present in the backup of these set of slides, so you can refer those. Slide 20, as some of the feature highlights, search, as I mentioned, you can search on title, keywords, etc. Organizing your report sets is a key thing. As I said, you can organize various reports in different sets, move reports from one set to another, copy multiple reports from different products into one set, and specify default parameters like last 30 days or last 90 days, last or yesterday or last 24 hours, and you can even specify default server names and things like that. And you can rename them, you can change their descriptions to suit your purpose. Launching reports, it can be, as I said, it can be invoked on demand, or you can run snapshots and view them later on. You can view reports in various formats, import, export, download. You can import a report package I'm going to talk about that a little later, schedule, distribute. One important thing is that once executed, the report can be distributed to to another file system. So you can distribute to a central server, and then the report can be picked up from that server on any device, if it was in PDF format, you could pick it up from your mobile phone or your anywhere by any user, depending on the settings of that central location. So distribution is key, and in many cases, we've seen our customers actually automate this distribution. They using the CLI, they automate this distribution to run the report and place the report in a central server where it is picked up by various users. Protect, I talked about protection and personalize. You can configure your reporting experience with several options and customize reports based on the customer needs. Slide 21 talks about the external website that Ron has already mentioned. It's the DeveloperWorks web page. Very useful. A lot of documentation, training, slides, articles, new report announcements, events, new report ideas. Three very, very active forums for getting information from other users and the Tivoli development teams. So just Google TCR, Tivoli Common Reporting, and you'll find this. Slide 22, let's come to how you can demo TCR when you go on a customer site. It's very simple, as I said, and I have actually put down 7 steps to do it. You don't need all these, you don't need multiple big machines, servers, formal training, or a lot of time or discussion, nothing, all that. It's very simple. Step 1, download TCR from Extreme Leverage. Step 2, install in 15 minutes, as I mentioned, on any machine, including laptops with 2 gigs RAM and 500 MB disk space. 3, download the reports from the product CD or from Opal. I'm going to talk about where you can get your reports from. 4, import reports into TCR. So the report packages that you download from Opal or from the product CD will be in a zip file format. And in TCR, you can right-click and say import report package and import that zip file, and it will show you all the reports that are there. Once you've imported the reports, connect to the data source, that is your product's database, whether it's a database like warehouse, and you have to establish a JDBC connection, which is, again, very fairly simple. And how you can do that is, again, captured in screenshots in the backup slides, so you can refer to that on how you can connect to a data source. And then you just you can run the reports in HTML, PDF, or export it into Excel files, and you can even distribute them to a central server from where your customer can pick it up by using various different devices, or you can specify security settings, and every user has his. You can use his ID to log in and view the reports that he has access to. Slide 23, how do I get TCR? Okay, this is important. TCR can only be obtained if the Tivoli product is a TCR adopter. So if the product you're trying to sell is a TCR adopter, it can be it will have TCR in there, either in their product DVD, or you can download it from Passport Advantage. So, and the good thing is that it can be shared across products. So if you say, for example, you're trying to sell 3 products and only one of them have adopted TCR and one of them have reports, you can show them out-of-the-box reports for the product that is already there and install TCR, but the other 2 products that do not have reports can also create their own reports and run them on TCR. So it can be obtained if the Tivoli product is a TCR adopter. These 2 main places, Passport Advantage, it can be through in some cases like TBSM 4.2, it may be a part of the product. It may be integrated with the product. TBSM adopted Tivoli integrated portal TIP, which TCR is a component. Or it can be a standard, separate, standalone install. And you can even obtain it from the DVD shipped with the product package. And as I mentioned, it's completely self-contained with embedded web server and a data store, a dirty, dirty data store inside, and includes some open source components. And it also supports migration of reports. Slide 24, how do I get the reports? As I said, every adopter ships a set of out-of-the-box reports, which is a zip file, and there are two vehicles of these report delivery. One is Opal. Some products ship their reports on Opal, and in some cases, in some products ship their reports with their GA version. The reports package will be available in the product DVD or it may be available on the product support site. There are almost, as I said, 25-plus products that have already shipped reports, and there are many more coming. And there are more than 100 out-of-the-box reports that are already available. If you want to see what what products have already shipped reports and where they can be found, refer to the report catalog on the TCR website. As you see in the screen capture, when you go to the TCR website, there is a tab called Report Catalog. Go in there, you will see the various pillars of Tivoli, and under that, the different products that have already have reports. If those reports are available on the support site or on Opal, a link is provided. Otherwise, it's mentioned that the reports are available with the product CD or DVD. So what products are there? You can refer to the report catalog. And what kind of reports are there? You can refer there is a reports catalog I've attached to this set of slides in the backup, which has examples of various types of reports that the products have shipped. And if you want more information, there is an extended version of that set of slides that's there on our community source project for internal use. So you can refer that. 25, as I mentioned, just very simple steps, five simple steps. Download out-of-the-box reports or create or customize reports, import the reports and organize them, connect to a data source, run or schedule and distribute. So the data sources that you can connect to are there will be information about how you can set up your data sources in the README for the reports. In most products, it's either the warehouse or in some cases there are scripted data sources, things like that. So products outline how you can connect to the data store, and if you want, for each of these steps, if you want to see how it is done, refer to the backup slides. There are screenshots for each of these steps. Slide 26, how do I customize or create a new report? So if I'm at a customer site and, they want me to change the logo of the reports or they want me to do something a little different, maybe create a line chart instead of bar chart or create, get some other data from the database, how do I do it? So you need to use the BERT Report Designer. It's an Eclipse-based open source tool that's available for download from Opal. Use version 2.2.1, as I've mentioned here. Download the Report Designer. Again, it's a very simple download. It's just a zip file that needs to be downloaded and extracted. It's an Eclipse-based platform, as it's shown on the left-hand side. There is a navigator to browse through the different reports that you have. So the out-of-the-box reports that are available on Opal or with the products DVD, you can import them into BERT similarly, into this designer similarly, and you can click on one of those report designs. It will open up in the central portion where you can see graphical representation of the data, and then you can connect to the data store, pull out data, and drag and drop data from data set to the report layout. Just to get started on customizing, refer to this article on our website. I've put in the link there. That's the best article to get started with various steps on how to import it, how to start customizing by modifying the logo, etc. And the other resources that are useful in to assist in report creation is the TCR style package and guide. This is available in the TCR DVD. There are reusable templates with built-in charts and tables and instructions. The guide contains instructions on how to create reports, and there are many sample reports. So you can refer to this style package and guide to get started with creating new reports, or you can take an existing report, open it, and just modify things around. And again, a little more about this customizing and creating new reports, what kind of charts are there, what kind of tilt tables, etc., cross tabs, data cubes, all kinds of information is present. I have captured in some slides in the backup. Slide 27, I just want to talk quickly about cross-product reporting. Yes, this is one of the key advantages of TCR is that you can have Tivoli software, you can have XYZ software and ABC software, and you can pull data from all these software into one report. You can, and the other thing is that no matter what kind of data source it is, whether it's a database with JDBC connection, whether it's a flat file like CSV, whether it's a web service, or whether it's an XML file, all data can be pulled from any of these data type in any of these types of data sources, and they can be combined in one report. So you can have information from ITM captured from warehouse, and you can have information from something like CCMDB or in a different format, and you can combine them in one report. And these are the various ways you can do cross-product reporting. One is you can hyperlink or drill through from product A to product B. Like this one here is a TBSM to ITM cross-product where you can click on a bar in TBSM and actually go and see ITM data related to the service in TBSM. Number two is you can combine the data from product A and product B in one report in separate charts. And number three is you can even combine them in one chart, like you can overlay data from product A and product B in one chart. So that's cross-product. 29, very quickly, another very useful thing that TCR provides is some MozWatch reports, which lets you see things like, okay, what are my most popular reports in the environment? So I can run this. This report is shipped. This MozWatch report is shipped with TCR. You can run it at any number of times to see how many reports, designs, report sets you have, what were the reports that were run last, what are my most popular reports that are being run in my environment. And in slide 30, you can even see this has not yet been shipped, but this is in this has been developed right now, and we plan to ship it soon. It groups your product. It groups the report runs by product, so you can actually see which products in my environment, which reports of which products are being used. So it's like proof of usage for your products as well. Okay, so I see ITM, there were 5 reports run, and Omnibus, there were 2 reports run, and OmegaMon, there were 4 reports run. So it lets me see how I'm using my products as well. 31, where do I get help? As I said, the website, user guide, style guide, and for internal use, the community source project links are here. 32, let's move on to some of the samples. I guess we will run out of time, but you can refer to these later on. These are some examples of what is shipped with OmegaMon. This is the OmegaMon XE for mainframe networks and for NetView for ZOS and OmegaMon for ZOS. Slide 35, you can see bar charts where you can drill through and line charts. Historical line charts, and there is a use case explained here to see response time and notice spikes, etc. Slide 36, there is traffic report for mainframe networks, and 37, there is some storage allocation report for mainframe networks. Slide 39, we have ZOS reports like LPAR usage summary. common storage utilization, LPAR utilization, how many address spaces does the selected LPAR use. Slide 41, again, is some ZOS status and issues and real storage-related information in charts. And these are all out-of-the-box reports that are already available. If you go to our website and see the catalog, you can find the links to where you can download these reports from. Slide 44, again, NetView for ZOS. This is a health task summary report. Slide 46, some ITM reports shows you, for example, slide 46 shows you which servers are most heavily loaded. At a glance, you can compare CPU disk memory of different servers, drill through to see their trends. 47, 48, 49 is again similar reports with top end servers with CPU memory or disk utilization, and you drill through to see trends. Slide 50 is the heat chart that I talked about earlier. Slide 51, availability. You can compare availability of different servers. You can see top servers which have the highest MTTR, MTBSI, or you can observe availability patterns. Slide 52, situations history. What kind of situations were opened? When were they closed? What was the resolution time? This kind of reports are also available. So I guess I'm done here, and I'll operator, we can probably take questions.
And if you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1, and we'll pause just for a moment. Our first question comes from John Pilla.
Yes. I work with the Maximo AMIT product, and I know that when you design reports in BERT, it uses a template specific to that product, and that template relies on a lot of information coming from the product to submit to the variables, which pull the data out of the database. So I'm wondering how this is possible to use those reports in the TCR, if you're running the TCR against the database, without having those variables from the user being logged into the actual product.
So with Maximo, we've gotten down to two basic platforms for the reports, the typically common reporting code base, the Maximo code base. Both leverage the BERT base engine. Both of us share the same libraries and templates for a lot of the look and feel convergence. But you're right, there are distinctions in when a report runs in the Maximo environment for how it gets it's SQL modified with an integration with the application. So there are some of those reports that won't execute with their definition unchanged over on the TCR side. We're working through some of that. Some of those we've actually created samples of equivalent styles over there, but others won't work because they're too integrated with the application. So that's some things that we're working on converging in that area.
Our next question comes from George Hunter.
Yes, hi. I think that kind of answered the question that I had, but my question was in regards to Tivoli Service Request Manager, and I guess the same would apply with that product because I didn't see that on the TCR roadmap.
That's correct. There's a whole Maximo set of products, CCMDB, of course, the Enterprise Asset, IT, Asset Manager for IT, and SRM. That whole family set, like we said, we're working on integration plays. We're actually looking at other, more drastic convergence items, but for the moment, we're going to focus on integration of the templates and reports and the basic things we can share. And like you said, there's going to be some reports that won't interoperate in both environments. But what's more important is that we can link reports from the two environments. So when we do a cross-product report, for example, I think what's really critical isn't so much that you can run a Maximo report for like getting a list of assets outside of Maximo. That's not really a big requirement. What is a requirement is when you're looking at a Maximo report on a particular asset, an IT asset, you should be able to link over to an ITM report that shows you historical performance monitoring for that asset. That's the kind of integration that we are going to be able to do. and conversely, from the other side, be looking at some maybe some monitoring history or something like that and say, hey, I'd like to know more about change requests that are associated with this particular asset and be able to launch into Maximo and the reports there. So it looks consistent back and forth with the linkages, even though there are some, you know, some subtle distinctions behind that.
But the way that a customer would use the tool would be similar, so they're not going to have to learn two different reporting tools, correct?
There are a lot of similarities. There are some distinctions, and a lot of that distinction is the same if you're using an ITM product versus a Maximo-based product, for example. I mean, there are some distinctions.
Right.
User interface there. So, you know, we're trying to converge that under the navigation and user interface technologies with TIP. Right. So this is a multi-year evolution on this. You know, we're pleased with the fact that we've got so many adopters on both sides of these, right? So we've gone from, you know, 250-plus products that are kind of all over the map on what they're doing down to these two major environments with the initial integration points, and then we're driving user interface technologies over the next couple of years to drive it even further.
Thank you very much.
We'll go to a follow-up question from John Pilla.
Yeah, so I guess that begs the question then. So if we've got the source reports for any of those four Maximo family of products, we can't just bring those into TCR. But if we go to the Opal site, the ones that have been enabled for TCR are available on the Opal site, so it's not the full set. Is that correct?
The first part was I didn't quite understand the second part about going to Opal. Could you repeat that part of the question?
It appears his line may have disconnected. Star 1 to ask a question, please.
While I'm waiting for him to return another question, as far as future items, there's two main integration points that I think are of interest, especially to this audience. The Tivoli decision support work that's on the Z series has a lot of data and a lot of customers' opportunities there. As you can see through the Omegamon products and the NetView products, we're already doing access into mainframe data now. Those are mostly through the data connections. What we're looking at with TDS is to continue that. We're looking more at what data goes from SMF-based records into TDS, what data comes through Omegamon into the Tivoli data warehouse, and how we converge that so we can add additional report content that's in TDS, have that same ability within TCR as well. So that's one activity that we're beginning now that we have a good foundation established. The second area is upsell to Cognos. Obviously, there's a niche difference here between a very simple, out-of-the-box, free-based set of reports, and hopefully we've given you a good indicator of the adoption, the simplicity, and the number of reports that are already there. But Cognos represents an upsell into more advanced kinds of reporting, OLAP-based slice and dice cube analysis reporting, much larger scales in terms of what they can do, metadata integration, star schemas, and data mining kinds of applications. So we're looking at how do you start with one set of reports and then be able to upsell into a more advanced set of applications that probably aren't free out of the box. They're more sellable opportunities there.
Our next question does come from James Martin.
Hey, Ron, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
And my question relates to the NetCool reporter. Now that we have the Tivoli Common reporter, which is free, going forward, does it make sense to try to sell the NetCool reporter or not? Is this a logical replacement to it? We don't have to sell that piece?
Yeah, I'd refer you to the product manager in that particular area, Stuart, for the details. But essentially, we are thinking that the strategy for that area will be to kind of separate, you know, the simple out-of-the-box, and there are reports being developed for those products using TCR. But there are additional reporting requirements over and above that. And we're trying to separate the line there between which ones we add enhancements to TCR and which ones we go ahead and use a upsell to Cognos as the replacement.
Okay.
And so as far as, you know, how you sell that particular piece, talk to them, but that's where the future is moving away from that and moving towards a split between TCR and Cognos.
Sounds good. Thanks.
And at this point, we have no further questions.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank Pyle. She's done excellent work on this and hopefully has given you a wealth of information. We have an enablement team, as she mentioned, and the website, and so we are anxious to see your feedback on how this is going actually out there in the field and what areas we can improve on.
And that does conclude today's presentation. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.
Bye.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.